Hey y'all, welcome back to Emotions the Podcast. I am your host, Naya Perkins, and this is an update. Like, this is an update from the past 2 weeks. So y'all, I'm actually cleaning up and I wanted to like just record. So I am cleaning up or whatever. And damn. No way, no way. Oh yes, I just wanted to let y'all know, like, well, give y'all an update if you haven't been listening. I currently been on this journey of really showing up and just doing a 30-day run of like my life, really paying attention to what's going on for 30 days and not like, you know, procrastinating or anything like that. So I'm on this 30-day run. And it's like, when you're on that journey to do something, sometimes you can forget the good life. Like, yes, I'm on my journey to taking care of what I have to take care of and saving, what is it, financially or whatever the case is. But it's like, while you're doing that, you can stay down so much, you forget what it's like to be inside of a mall, or you forget what it's like to wear, you know, like nice name brand things. And I'm not saying that name brand things are everything, but when you quality, that's what I'm going to say. I'm going to say quality. Sometimes you forget that the quality things that you used to look forward to, that you stop because you were on your journey to doing whatever it is that you need to do for yourself. You can forget about it. And you can start making a habit out of what it is that you're currently doing so much. You can get used to it so much that, oh, that's what he was eating. Sorry, y'all. You can get used to it so much that you forget about, you know, the overall picture of things. Like, yeah, I am budgeting and things of that nature, but I cannot let it take over my entire life. And now I'm just budgeting and, well, no, let me not. Now I'm just, you know, like being so anal about not spending money or whatever the case is my entire life, and I forget to live. That's what I'm trying to say. So sometimes you can be so focused on the destination of your journey, you forget to live. You really do forget to live. And I don't want to keep forgetting to live. And I'm being so transparent with y'all right now when I say that. I was, I got like some Amazon, my workout gear is not where I wanted to be. How about I say that? So when I just saw this, this girl, she's a Caucasian girl. She lives in my apartment complex. When I just saw her, she had on a nice Gymshark set with some nice little shoes and, not little shoes, but some nice shoes, and she just looked cute. So I'm like, damn, that Gymshark set is really nice. Like, I forgot all about Gymshark or whatever the case is. And it's like, when things start costing, like, they're just hella expensive, I should say. Like, you start getting dupes for it because you feel like the dupes are just as good. But then you forget about the real brand, you know? And it's just like, it's fine to have dupes and it's fine to have the real brand. You do whatever it is that works best for your pockets. But if you're not doing it for what works best for your pockets and you're doing it simply to keep up with the crowd, that's when, you know, you ain't living right. But needless to say, when I saw her with that on, I was like, damn, I forgot, like, the beauty of, like, quality gym wear. And I feel like what you wear to the gym definitely helps you be more motivated to work out. Who want to work out looking crazy? Like, if you had already had your outfit put together before you go work out, I guarantee you that you're going to you're going to work out more because you're going to be more excited to go to the gym. Like, yeah, I'm going to look so cute when I go to the gym. Or whatever the case is. Like, and even if you are not publicly broadcasting that you're going to the gym, like, you don't have to do it for no pictures. You can just do it for you. Because that's simply what I would do. Yes, I'm showing up for myself. And I did post myself in the gym yesterday. But I don't plan on doing that all the time. Like, I want to be transparent with y'all, and I want to like keep y'all up in the loop or whatever to just, you know, but I don't want to be doing it so much that I forget to just be in the moment. And that, is what I am trying to say right now. I have to balance. We all have to balance. I can't believe I'm just sitting here talking like this. But we all have to balance. We have to have a balance, or we will be off balance. If you are like me, you need a balance. Something to monetize you, and then also something to reward yourself. You need a balance. You need a balance. Just like when it comes to the people that I'm around. When I was younger, it was two different types of people. It would be the people that someone would consider a popular person. And I used to hang with regular, normal people that people would look at as geeks. And so it's like, oh my gosh, I just moved the ottoman in my living room and it was a strawberry. Like, what is this strawberry doing underneath the ottoman in the freaking living room? Like, my son be so busy. Anywho, y'all, you have to have a balance. I can hang out with people who, like I said, are considered popular or, you know, whatever the case is. And I can also hang out with people who the popular people would think is not cool. Because I needed a, no, because that's just the type of person I am. But sometimes I hang with both because I need a balance. Sometimes I can't be with people who are always considered, you know, popular or whatever the case is. That shit is draining to continuously be with people like that. Like, all I do is see you keep up with the crowd or keep on addressing haters. Y'all don't be tired. Like, people don't be tired of that. Because I don't be wanting to see it. Like, I just want some positive-ish. Like, I'm just trying. I'm not even worried about nobody. But people just live for that type of stuff. I don't live for that type of stuff. Like, all that mean girl, mean boy-ish. Like, when is it going to stop? Damn, y'all not tired of being mean girls, mean boys, hood niggas, hood bitches? Like, y'all want a break? Y'all don't want a break from that? Because I'm tired and my mouth is dry and I need to go get something to drink. Yeah, that's how I feel about it. That's how I feel about it. Like, if you're around me, you gotta be on some chill shit. I don't need nobody that's uptight around me. Why are you so uptight? And what are you going to get out of acting like this? Oops. Y'all got this new Swiffer. And this is like the fucking one for real. It's so like fancy and like, yeah. But yeah, y'all. Oh, yeah. But as I was saying, you need a balance if you are a person like me. You need a balance from the budget life and a balance with splurging because that's what you just want to do for yourself. You need a balance. I need a balance. I don't know about everybody else, but I need a balance. That's what balances me. So I be needing, okay, sorry y'all. Clearly you can see that I'm talking in circles. It's because clearly I had a little edible. I definitely had edible, so you can see me all over the place around. But needless to say, when I saw the Gymshark, when I saw the Gymshark gear, it reminded me of the balance that I need in order to feel like myself. I need a balance of being on a budget, but I also need that balance of doing what makes me happy. If it comes to buying Skims, Gymshark, Lululemon, like whatever, Adidas, whatever. But you need that balance. Balance is good for you. So that's today's topic, balance. How well do you balance? Do you balance well enough where so you won't get overwhelmed? Do you balance well enough to the point where your finances are in order? And do you balance well enough so that you don't get overwhelmed and overstimulated? Well, that's what balance. That's what I mean by balance. Because if I don't have that balance, honey, I get too caught up in worry. And that right there is a pain in the ass. Like, who wanna really sit there and worry all the time? Like, you don't want to just chill for a second. And I'm talking to me right now. Like, damn, you don't want to chill for a second. Take a chill pill. Just relax and chill out. You don't want to do that. Throughout the week, y'all, I work from home. And of course, I have my son as well. I do apologize. I'm going to get this mic thing situated, but. Yeah, what I do? I work from home and I also have my son. So as I'm doing that, also y'all, I'm breastfeeding as well. So that's another job if you know you didn't know. But yeah, I'm freaking doing all of that. And then I'm like cleaning up. I'm cooking. And that's a lot to be doing. Like, who wants to multitask every day? I have to worry about being balanced so that I can just chill and not clean up all day. It's an I don't want to say it's an OCD thing, but cleaning up, I guess, helped me stay busy. So sometimes when I'm still, I will really be all over the place. Thinking about, not all over the place, but I'm thinking about what needs to be done. Why can't you just chill? Like, why can't you just chill? So you don't get overwhelmed, you don't get overpowered. As moms and like regular people with no kids, we can get overwhelmed and overpowered because we're trying to do so much. Why? Because what race are we really in? Who are we in it with? Because this race is personal for me personally. It's personal. Like, this is what I have going on. Don't any nobody has to know. Nobody has to know about any race that you are in. But sometimes people feel like they gotta tell somebody. don't have to say anything. Like, nothing at all. You can just literally handle your business and come back. Not even going somewhere. I learned this too. Sometimes I be saying stuff that I don't have to say. And why did I feel the need to say it? I don't know. I was listening to a podcast yesterday and it was just saying that it's like a sense of control when you do that. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother story. Whole nother time. But yeah, that's what today's episode is about. Just balance. Balance, 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 balance. Oh, yes, they're setting up the cable. But yeah, you just gotta balance and chill. Okay, guys, I'm gonna wrap this up because they are setting up the cable. But the moral of the story is, balance is everything. Be a balanced bitch. Be a balanced bitch. Really, be a balanced woman. This podcast is for the ladies. This one for the ladies, strictly for the ladies. Like, this really is strictly for the ladies. I honestly wanted a podcast where so I could reach out to like everybody around me, because you know I'm a diverse type of person. I can relate to the guys, I can relate to the girls, the studs, the femmes, the everybody. So I can relate to people. But sometimes you just gotta focus on one focus group. And that's it. Like, I feel like I can relate to people with kids and without kids, but at the end of the day, people without kids, that's another topic as well. I just saw somebody say something about, they called the kids a bitch ass or something like that. Like, I understand we want to sound so funny and cool for social media, but come on y'all that don't have kids are just truly insane to really think that what y'all be saying makes sense. But keep your balance. That's all I have for today. Keep balance. Oh, the freaking, yes. Just an update on this is the third week of, the second week after my meltdown that I had. But things are going great. I start my new position Monday. I start a new position Monday. So I'm going to be working really smartly and diligently with that. So I have to finish getting ready for that position. Actually, today I'm going to the store and finish that up. But, and then my mom and my little sister is coming over here today. So that's actually pretty cool for me. If you know, you know. But this is what's going on. Like, those relationships I was telling you about last episode coming about, like, things are getting better with that. So things are just still progressing. I will keep y'all updated on the job. And I'll keep y'all updated on what's just been happening around me after I knew my blessing was really coming and preparing for it. So this is 20 minutes with me. See y'all next week.